Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Distance learning continues across the country from grade school through college. We've got the president of Fordham University, Father Joseph McShane, on the line with us to talk about the plans going forward there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Happy to be here, Susan.
So first of all, you've made a decision about the SAT and ACT for admissions. Tell us about that.
Well, we wanted to make sure that in this very, very challenging time that we removed as many obstacles as we possibly could to students who were interested in going to college, but as you know, it's been difficult for them to take the SAT or the ACTs this year. So we wanted to make it possible for them to bypass that, and it's an accommodation that many other colleges and universities have already extended.
And so admissions will be based on grades, community service. What will be the criteria for the most part?
The criteria are much what you just said. We will look at their high school records, the recommendations that they receive from both their teachers and their guidance counselors. We'll look at their extracurricular resumes as well. Recommendations, grades, and really the fullness of their experience in high school is what we'll judge them on.
And so I'm curious, I know, you know, a lot of college admissions involves interviews. Are you going to do Zoom interviews? How's that going to work?
Well, I believe that our admissions counselors have been doing many phone interviews. I don't know if they're doing Zoom. my suspicion is that they have made that change or that adaptation, but I have not heard that firsthand from them. But I know that they have been conducting telephone interviews.
Governor Cuomo has yet to make a decision about face-to-face instruction for colleges and universities in the fall. What plans are you making if that can resume?
Well, let me start with referring to the governor. The governor has led the state, I think, with wisdom and with balanced judgment throughout the period that we've been through. And we're waiting for the recommendations and the direction that we'll receive from the state. And the state will base its recommendations on what it hears from epidemiologists and others in the medical community. We do assume that if we are to resume on-ground instruction, that we will be required to retrofit or re-engineer the campus so that we are able to ensure social distancing is in place, so that we protect the health and well-being not only of our students but also of our faculty and our staff. So we expect that we will receive from him and from the health commissioner, Dr. Zucker, instructions that we will follow, and we will follow them to the letter of the law to be sure. We want to make sure that our students and faculty and staff are safe and that we are serving them well.
How much lead time do you need?
That is a question that I've put to the members of the administration here. In order to retrofit or re-engineer the campuses that we have one in the Bronx, one in Manhattan, and one in Westchester. We estimate that we will need a lead time of at least a month in order to make sure that we get everything right.
Okay, and so what about for dorms and dining halls, you know, other than classrooms?
Same thing. We have to look at how we can set up our residence halls and how we can arrange our dining facilities in such a way that we ensure that social distancing is maintained and that all of our students are safe. So it's not just the classrooms and lecture halls and gathering spaces. It's every aspect, every part, every building on all three of our metropolitan New York campuses.
Boy, that could be really tough in dorms, and that could reduce dorm availability, I would imagine.
Well, that is another question that we have. We've put before the governor's administration. What does it mean? We do know that, for instance, in Connecticut, Connecticut, in its report issued by the governor, Governor Lamont, it is said that you can have dual occupancy rooms. There is an emphasis placed on greater attention and more frequent attention to cleansing and disinfecting common spaces like shower areas and bathrooms. So it's the combination in the residence halls, not just the rooms that the students are living in, but the common space that they share, and especially the common space that they would share in bathrooms and showers.
What happens if campus reopens and a student doesn't feel comfortable coming back?
We are doing everything we can to accommodate students and the families of students who feel that they would not like their daughter or son to be back on campus at the beginning of the next academic year. So our faculty and our provost and the deans have been working on a rich hybrid model for instruction, which will enable us to pivot and to accommodate as much as possible.
Is the school getting any guidance from the city, from the mayor's office on this at all?
The mayor's office is going to be tremendously helpful to us in the areas that we know that the governor is concerned about, and they would be testing and contact tracing. So we do know that the city is, I believe, here in New York City, is the entity that we'll be dealing with on those, and we're waiting to hear from both the city and the state how that is to be worked out. For instance, is the testing done by us? We don't think so. Our sense from the governor and from the mayor is that it would be local officials, health officials, who would do the testing. Then what about contact tracing? We're seeking greater clarity on that. We would like very much to see if we can't make use of the Hopkins, Johns Hopkins program for training up contact tracers. So we're waiting for word on that. We put the question forward, can we do that? And if so, can we then create our own certified by the city and the state in Hopkins, certified a team of contact tracers?
Well, it sounds like you're going to be very busy over the next couple of months with a lot of unanswered questions and plans still to be made. Father Joseph Michaine, president of Fordham University, thank you so much for spending the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Susan. Stay well.
You too.